Hello, Fly Nation. Welcome to the Fly Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 122. This is called Go and Act, Fulfill Your Dharma by Lord Krishna. Last week, I have given you tips on how to ease surviving the pandemic and the profoundly necessary steps you could take. In order to survive, we must change our current way of life. That's for sure. We are in the midst of a major evolutionary cycle. And for many years, we have been warned by signs that we are exploiting the planet and that we cannot go on like that. Well, that was obvious, but we didn't react, right? We went on with pollution and everything, and the climate change is more than obvious, and I think it's too late already, but we still should do our best. At least we have been given the planet and this paradise as a gift, and I consider it as a responsibility that, for example, my grandchildren will have a world to live in, right? So that's very selfish to to just pollute and treat nature like we do and did for so many years. Since March 2020, when the pandemic hit for the first time, we needed to drastically change our lives. But when we consider problems not as stop signs, they are guidelines. That's by Robert H. Schuller. Don't let problems stop you from making progress. A blocked road or problem doesn't mean failure. It just means redirection. And that's, of course, what we are about in 2021 right now. Right? This is totally new to to each and every country and government, and while trying to find the best measurement to fight the virus. It's obvious we are still learning, and we are still not well educated on it, right? This is trial and error, and the consciousness and the behavioral character of this scientific materialism is that we really need to change our way of life. And one of the messages of the pandemic is that we were forced to change, right? Because desocializing is number one priority, right? So we cannot meet in person, all events are stopped, everything is going online because we we have to really take care and protect ourselves, and that's what we are about right now. And 2021, we are really forced to review the good and bad of human history in order to redefine and evolve the nature of humanity and its relationship with Mother Earth. And here at Freestyle Your Life, our daily practice is to engage and teach new conscious choices and teach the rewriting of limiting subconscious programs. Evolution and growth happens under the greatest amount of pressure. And before the pressure gets too much, we are just too comfortable, right? We stay in our comfort zone, and as long as we are not forced to. Most of us don't change. That's just how it is. Self-leadership. And that doesn't mean you must be a leader of a company, but you're leading yourself, you're leading your family, and self-leadership begins with being aware, present, and wholly embodied. So we've lost ourselves over the years, and many now in the pandemic times. The only way is to dig in deep inside so we can find back to ourselves and to discover who we truly are. Once we commit to end the fake play of pretending to be somebody else, right? So we play roles because we are afraid of showing our true face, right? So the behind that is the fear of not being enough, of not being educated, lovely, nice, whatever, enough. And that is, of course, conditioned in the childhood. And once we discover our true self and find back to ourselves, right, we just can be authentically ourselves, right? There is no need to care for whatever the neighbor says or will think. That is totally not at interest at all. And we just state let's put it like that. We just behave and do what is authentical to us, right? And any other thing from playing the fake play and playing roles and wearing too many hats, that becomes irrelevant, right? That is just you can just skip that. And countless experts have shared their best tips, strategies, and shortcuts on the Fly podcast and on the Fly summits, so that you could take the advice, the information, and the wisdom needed for you to overcome the fear and to turn it into a powerfully source that will enrich your life with purpose and meaning. This will expand your consciousness so you won't be affected by lower vibrational energy of other people like before. That's very crucial. And instead, you will feel liberated, authentic, powerful, and can more effortlessly attract your highest possibilities, right? So you need to step out of the dust, and your duty is to personally revise your role in life, to rediscover your true self and whatever really matters to you, to align and then to share your purpose with the world. By healing ourselves, we heal the world. Humanity needs to become authentically to be able to leave the global chaos by transitioning into a world based on love and harmony. Through conscious evolution, we will be able to experience heaven on earth. So I'll teach you more about that, how to be in the feeling of that's heaven on earth right now in this moment, even if the outer conditions and circumstances are not like that at the moment. But I will teach you how to to put yourself into this mood and emotion so that you could believe it. It's much easier if you are in the feeling of heaven on earth right now than being in the fearful mode. And of course, that's also part of the program on how to live fearlessly, authentic by design. That's exactly what it is about. And I will tell you more in the next episode. Thanks for listening in to today and wish you a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.